Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Liberty Counsel sponsors the Life Directive for the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, now the world's largest evangelical Hispanic organization. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about the situation. Matt, I just recently returned from a board meeting. I serve on the board of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. It was in San Diego. I'm also chief legal counsel for that organization. And Liberty Counsel is proud to be the Life Initiative Directive sponsor for this organization. Up until just a few days ago, NHCLC had over 40,118 evangelical Hispanic churches in America. Now, they have actually had an organization merge into the NHCLC. So now, combined, NHCLC represents over 500,000 evangelical Hispanic churches around the world.
That is, I mean, how many tens of millions of people are we talking about here? And it's not just here in the United States, but internationally, as you pointed out. So really, the NHCLC has become a true powerhouse and a real light in our global culture for life, for the family, for the truths of Scripture, and for making positive changes in public policy, both domestically and internationally.
Yes. In fact, Liberty Counsel, this is our second year now to sponsor the Life Directive. And as part of that, there are seven directives for the NHCLC. One of them is the sanctity of human life, and that is protecting life from conception all the way through natural death and all the places and stages in between. So we are the sponsor for that organization. And within the Hispanic community, there is a very strong pro-life ethic. And I think one of the things that is very positive is that with this evangelical Hispanic organization representing 40,000 churches, 20 million or so individual Christian Latinos around the country in the United States here, this is a very powerful, powerful force for good in the pro-life arena. So we're very proud to be a sponsor of that. But they just had an event. I was in Lima, Peru in November of 2013, and I spoke to Congress, and we've spoken about my experience there. There was a pastor who was a pastor up until 2011. He became a member of Congress. He invited me to come and speak along with Dr. Yuri Mantilla. And when I was coming back to the United States, I landed in Miami on my way back to Orlando at the time. I called Sam Rodriguez, who's the head of this organization, NHCLC, and I said, Sam, NHCLC needs to be in Latin America. That was early November. I said, God is really doing an amazing work in Latin America. The night before, I was in an arena where there was at least 70,000, maybe 100,000+ people, Christians, gathered in Lima, Peru. And I said, Sam, NHCLC needs to expand into Latin America. What's happening there is an amazing move of God. However, what's also happening in Latin America and in Peru in particular is an effort, even by our government, to undermine the Judeo-Christian values of life and marriage, and that is active, and they need our help. Well, a month later, the head of CONELA, Ricardo Luna, CONELA is an organization that is a Latin American and Canadian organization that represents Hispanic churches. They had already adopted the seven directives of the NHCLC 4 years ago, which includes life and marriage and family. And he ultimately called Sam within a month of my visit to Peru, wanting to join forces with NHCLC. And as a result of our discussions, we now have joined forces. CONELA has merged in with NHCLC. CONELA represents about 487,000 evangelical churches throughout Latin America and Canada. And this now is an entity that's merged into and under the umbrella of NHCLC. With the 40,000 churches, now we're over 500,000 evangelical Hispanic churches in Latin America, the United States, and Canada.
Wow. And what a powerhouse, Matt. And it's needed. But we need to be clear here, too, that NHCLC, it's a bipartisan, nonpartisan organization. It's got Democrats, it's got Republicans, it's got independents. Totally nonpartisan. However, under this current administration, there is no question that the United States of America is exporting immorality. And so NHCLC, particularly in this partnership, has really putting up a firewall to protect Latin America from, unfortunately, this cancerous invasion of immorality and exporting radical homosexual activism and radical pro-abortion activism, ultimately a culture of death.
Yeah, you know, Sam Rodriguez always says that we don't follow the donkey or the elephant, but the lamb. And so the lamb's agenda, not a political agenda, is the agenda of NHCLC and now of CONELA. CONELA adopted, I said, the seven directives of NHCLC 4 years ago, and those directives include marriage as the union of a man and a woman, sanctity of human life from the moment of conception. And what is ultimately happening to our Judeo-Christian values, both in America and also in the Latino community and in Latin America around the world, is an active attempt to undermine those Judeo-Christian values. In fact, in Latin America, there is a liberal pro-liberal Latino organization that is starting to take root. It's getting funding from liberal sources. It's getting help from even our own government to actively carry the banner of Christianity, but to be very soft on issues of life and marriage, and even on matters of more of a Marxism. Well, CONELA is not part of that. And CONELA ultimately saw that because of what was happening in Latin America and what we're fighting here in America itself, that there needed to be this combination to be able to create a firewall for our Judeo-Christian values. So that's what ultimately brought about this merger. And it's a very exciting event. Now, Liberty Council, before this, NHCLC was the largest evangelical Hispanic organization in America, and we were the life sponsor. Now it's the largest Latino organization in the world with over 500,000 churches, and we may ultimately expand that to the Caribbean as well. So it's an exciting opportunity to see how God is working and protecting and these values, or people are interested in protecting these values, both in the United States and around the perimeter of the United States, Latin America, Canada, the Caribbean, and other places.
Matt, you mentioned Sam Rodriguez a couple times. He's the head of the NHCLC. And boy, if anyone has ever heard him speak, what a powerful speaker he is.
He is a very powerful speaker. We've had him speak at our Awakening events and on every one that we've had. He's very powerful. He speaks not only throughout the United States, but he speaks around the world. Just recently, just before Easter, he flew out on Thursday to go speak twice in Great Britain, came back in time for Saturday night so he could have Easter service where he preached his Easter service message in his church in California. We're excited, Liberty Council is, to be a partner with NHCLC. And now when we did the press release on this earlier this year, it was that Liberty Council sponsors the Life Directive for the nation's largest Hispanic organization. Now we are the sponsor of the Life Directive for the world's largest, not the nation's, but the world's largest evangelical organization. When I was in San Diego, I got a chance to see Julio Rosas, who was the pastor, who became the legislator, who invited me to Lima. He was at the board meeting, and he is someone in Latin America that is working to bring other Christians like himself into the political arena throughout Latin America. So exciting things are happening. Go to Liberty Counsel's special website, lifeunited.org. That's our pro-life website that we have created in conjunction with Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar and other pro-life organizations, lifeunited.org. You can also go to libertycounsel.com, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, libertycounsel.com, to sign up for our emails that allow you to have petitions and other information to make your voice known to help advance our Judeo-Christian values. That's libertycounsel.com. There or at lc.org, you can make online credit card contributions or other contributions directly to support the ministry as we advance religious freedom, life, and family.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.